and welcome to People in the Neighborhood. It's brought to you by Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre, CHS Midwest Cooperative, and by VistaCare. I'm David Burrow. Well, we have plenty of important people on People in the Neighborhood. And we've got someone very important today. I know you've just heard from him. Now you get to hear from him again on his final day as sports director of Dakota Radio Group, Mr. Rod Fisher. Can you believe this day is here?
Not really. Time flies.
But I know you planned for it. You and Terry have both planned for this for a long time, I know.
My wife's planned for it longer than I have, but I decided last year, I kind of went under the... Years ago, there was an elderly sportscaster who couldn't do the job, but he refused to step down. And I said, if I get that old and I can't do it anymore, get me out of there. Yeah. Well, I can't deliver like I used to, and I just felt it was time. Plus, having grandkids helps, too.
And that is the main... I know you have said this to friends and to us. We're your friends, too. But that's the main point of why you're doing this. You and Terry want to be around your grandkids.
I already ordered Christmas gifts for two of them yesterday.
Oh, so. Very good.
So, I got two more to go.
Yeah. But your kids... let's see if I got this right. Trevor
lives in Fargo.
In Fargo, right.
He's married and has three children.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike lives in Maple Grove, Minnesota,
okay,
which is pretty close to all the problems.
Yeah.
Over there, and Mason is two. So.
Yeah. So eventually, your plan is to be around them a lot.
Yep, I would like to watch them play baseball if we ever get sports back up and going again. I don't know, but and any other activities that they do.
You've been here, you've been in this building for 28 years, but you've been in Pierce since 1980, and I'll ask you about
79. Yeah.
All right, I'll ask you about then, and as we like to say in here, across the street, were at our competitor.
I was at the other radio station in Pierce. Yeah.
Yeah. So
and back when I came, there were just two radio stations. There were no FMs.
Right. Wow. And now look how many there are.
Yeah.
Even in our group.
Yeah.
But at that time, you were single. People know the story. You met Terry here. But what expectations did you have for what you'll be able to do? How long did you think you would be here?
Technically, I was planning on the one-year plan, just put in one or 2 years, and then move up to a larger city and up and blah, 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 whatever. And it really never did formulate after I met my wife and had some fun doing Pierre Governor Sports that first fall. With football and basketball, and just kind of fell in love with the community and been here ever since.
It's a nice place. I could see why you did. I mean, I've been here a very, very short time, but it's easy to see why people like living here.
And my wife was born here, so she's a native of Pierre, and not too many people can say that, although I have met a few now that graduated with Terry and everything, but... No, it's a nice place to live.
It certainly is. I can ask about your favorite memory, but about doing the governors. There have been championships, but there's some in particular, and now, family was a part of it.
Yeah. Well, any state championship was fun. 2013 boys, 82 boys, 82 girls was exceptionally fun. I think Shields has mentioned that a few times in his commercials about me, but those stick out in my mind. And the 82 girls was kind of special because I had gotten engaged just before that state tournament started. So you know, that sticks out. But yeah, having a chance to cover your boys, I can understand now why coaches want to coach their sons or daughters, because you know, it forces you to kind of... You don't want to concentrate on your kid and make him all world or blame him on everything. It forces you to kind of spread out and see the other kids. And I did that, and Those other kids were just great. Mike played in the state championship game, basketball, 2006. They played on some pretty good baseball teams, at a couple of third place finishes in the state Legion. And Trevor also played a couple of third place finishers in the state Legion baseball, too. Both of my kids were pretty talented. They weren't outstanding, but, you know, I taught them the basics when they were little, and hopefully they remembered that and learned a few things more from their coaches, and they turned out to have pretty good careers.